वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् 10th canto chapter 16 we are hearing how in a different way we can say not direct way indirect way Krishna wants to serve mercy to Kalya. This is indirect way because he wants to give punishment to Kalya, to rectify Kalya. Whenever Kalya wants to show his power by raising his roots, and Krishna buys, he wants to suppress his roots. Kalya now understands the power of Krishna. Yes. Surrender, process of surrender means always you realize power of Guru and Krishna. Why you surrender? If you don't realize, they have some extraordinary power, they can help me. Why? No one wants to surrender unto others if they are not, how can I say, well situated, or they are not qualified then. This person, why you want to surrender? Like sometimes a poor man surrender at lotus feet or surrender at rich person. Why? You have money. Unless you realize, you can surrender. To realize the position of Sadhu and Guru, to realize the position of Krishna, I is omnipotent, I, how I is desire. By his teacher, he can make impossible to possible. This is Krishna. Unless by hearing, by chanting, by praying, you are not convinced of that point. It's more powerful. Guru and Krishna's mercy makes impossible to possible. Unless you are convinced with this statement, with this idea, difficult to surrender. Yes. Our mind, our intelligent, very, intelligent is very sharp, mind is very strong. So why he go down? Why he take surrender at lotus feet of others? No, not possible. So Kalya now realize, when Krishna punished, Kalya now realize. This question of realities. And spiritual life is question of realization. Material life is only, you can say concussion, I can say, yeah, speculations.
Concussion.
Yes, speculations. Only, oh, maybe in future, this is, yes, more world, more material world. You see, in speculation, in mental speculation, they're just leading their lives. Then, if you are married, maybe my wife will help, maybe my son will help. Will always maybe. They cannot give surety, guarantee. No. Material life inside, always like that. No guarantee. But in speculation, in their ideas, they are leading their life. But spiritual life is not like that. In speculation and sentimental, or in, how can I say, whimsically, neither you can live. The spiritual life, whimsically or sentimentally or artificially, no, not possible. We can lead our spiritual life only by realities. This is fact. And how can we get realization? Therefore, Prabhupada used to say always in Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to associate with self-realized persons. Prabhupada not saying, okay, you can associate with the knowledgeous person. How did you see the translations? Focusing self-realized person. Knowledge is there. Someone can read Srimad Bhagavatam, someone can read Bhagavad Gita, other literature. He can achieve some knowledge. But to realize the knowledge, power is required. there is Krishna's mercy. Knowledge is there by books, by different literatures. You have intelligence, you can collect knowledge. But to realize this knowledge, you have no power. Yes. This realization comes by associating with a self-realized person and to serve a self-realized by his mercy only. By his mercy. Realization becomes. Unless you realize yourself, or you realize the power of Guru and Krishna, process of realization. You can surrender. This is a big challenge for us. Yes. Big challenge. Krishna is saying, Bhagavan Paritya Mahamekam Saranda. Therefore you see, 17th chapter up to 18th chapter, up to 17th chapter, still Arjuna is not surrendering. Even in 18th chapters, before 2-3 verses, he just surrendered. Still. Yes. And he is just quoting from Vedas. His arguments, his logics, his presentations, Arjuna's presentation, argument and logics, everything is from Vedas, not speculation like nowadays people arguing with spiritual topics, with speculations. Why? Maybe this is from this scientist said like this scientist said like that, he said like that. No, when people are arguing with spiritual person, only they have to speak spiritual things. They have to give examples from Puranas, Vedas. This is Shastras, this is spiritual. Spiritual means Shastra. What you like, what you don't like, what is practical, your problems, that Shastra don't want to see. That is you, up to you. That is up to you. But when you are arguing, when you want to know some things on the basis of Shastra, it may not be practical. It may not be practical. Sometimes it may not be fact. Looks like it is not meant to be fact. How can if I will give up everything, how can I maintain my life? It is not practical, it is not fact. Sometimes we think like that. Yeah, it is your personal understanding. But we cannot compromise with Shastra. Now, problems come from years. The real spiritual problems start. When we compromise with Shastra, when we compromise with Paramatma system. Real problems, real spiritual problems start. We cannot compromise. But we have to admit, then we have to think, okay, I am not a capable person to perform all these spiritual instructions. But what Shastra is saying, what Sadhu is saying, that is bad. That is, we can say, hopeful case for us. For a devotee, this is a hopeful case. He is admitting his fact. Admitting his what part. Shastra saying, give up everything, just surrender to me. Surrender to Krishna. But for me, it is him. I am not a qualified person. But what Krishna said is fair. Then there is a hopefulness. Yes. Realization is required. Arjuna. You see, Arjuna clarifying his doubt from second chapter. First chapter, he just you want to please Krishna through Vedas. Who is the creator of Veda? You want to please through this is intelligent. You want to know what is intelligent? This is intelligent. He was preaching to Krishna through Krishna's instruction. This is intelligent. Very sharp, he can collect his analysis from different source. And through his false ego, through his intelligence. And through which false ego you want to establish this is fact. Krishna, Vedaji, how can I say? Emanated from Krishna. But now Arjuna wants to instruct Krishna through Veda. First chapter. But after first chapter, you see, from second chapter up to 18th chapter, only he is clarifying doubts. He has questions. He is asking questions. Answer, question and answer. Still, not surrender. Up to 18th chapter. Last question said, Jatha Ishajita Thakur. As you like, you can. If you like, you can try. If you want, you can go to Maharashtra. It is up to you. That means Krishna don't want to interfere you and us. Is it okay? Jadi jista tapuru. Unless you realize the power of Krishna, unless you realize the power of Prentice, unless you realize the power of Tulsi, why were you hearing? Why were you hearing? Why hearing process is eternal? This process is eternal. Eternal process. You cannot stop it. And this process is coming from Parampara systems. From time in immemorial. You can't stop it. Hearing process. When the hearing process will stop, that means four Parampara systems, four Parampara, you know, say, the traditions will be finished. Because the knowledge, everything is in books. But according to time, place, circumstances, and devotees' conditions, Parampara Acharyas and Bhagavatam, the knowledge from Parampara Acharyas, knowledge from Bhagavatam, this mercy, this knowledge, the detachment, the descent, you see, how it descends to Prabhupada. His Guru's first instruction, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur's first instruction. If someone is not chanting 64 rounds, one leg, one lakh, man, Krishna, don't want to accept something from this devotees. His Guru's instruction. And so strict, you see. He is so strict, so rigid with very principles. Very strict from the employment, very strict Vaishnava tradition systems. But you see how, according to time, place, circumstances, and the present situation, and to see the condition of this devotees, their standards, how knowledge gains, descend to Prabhupada. Same books, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur have commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, on Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamrita. If your Guru wrote down some things, how can you? Like Gurudev Saab, process of inquiry. I cannot write down again process of more. You cannot give more comments or explanations on process of inquiry. No, my Gurudev Saab. Just tell me. Why Prabhupada wrote down all these things? These are not Prabhupada's. His Guru wants. Descent. Knowledge, detachment, bhakti, principle of bhakti yoga, everything. It is to Parampara Acharya systems. Bhagavatam, revealed. Everything, revealed. Through Yogacharyas, Acharyas. They came only, not only for a few souls, actually, they came to deliver conditioned souls in this yoga. They were Yogacharyas, like Yoga avatars. Yuga Acharyas, and their principle will stay. It will continue. Other many pure devotees were their principle only for their own, for their own group, or maybe it is applicable in few persons. It is not applicable for common people. No. Their Acharyas. You understand? This is Acharyas. You see how? How can you give one example? This is. May not be in Shastra, I can prove it. Before everyone criticizing when we are distributing books, when we are printing, oh, you are selling Bhagavad Gita? You are selling Bhagavad Gita, that's it. You are selling Bhagavad Gita, and in your ashram, Mataji are staying, guest house is there, you are doing business, you are making life member, you are selling prasadam, earning money. Now? Yeah, not everyone. Everyone, from Mayavadi up to Babaji's. You can go to their camp, you can see website, Facebooks, WhatsApp groups, everything. They have membership. And how to collect donation? No one knows people. How to collect donation? No one knows people. Donation means, just with the website. With tatty club, with long beard, you can go and beg, give me money. I give me some heart. We work to plan. They don't know how to collect, how to cultivate rich people and bring their Lakshmi and use in Krishna service. Who introduced these systems? Then they are yogacharyas. Their principle will stand forever. Other principles, Krishna also, others are pure devotees. Krishna revealed something to them only for few persons. But they have to follow yogacharyas. If they will speculate, they cannot become pure devotees. You cannot become pure devotees by speculating. Not following it. Yogacharya, pure acharyas, pure devotees. Yes. So again, it is a matter of reality. Surrender depends on your reality. In theoretical, no one can surrender. It depends on the reality. And realism, how can you get realization? Realization does not come from mind. Mind may cheat you. That comes from soul, intelligent. It comes from super soul. Super soul will give you realization. Then no one can cheat you. And a natural producer. Like voluntarily surrender mood will come. Natural mood will come. I will surrender. Whole life disciple, guru is just training disciple. Surrender and disciple, Krishna, surrender. But he is struggling. How to surrender? How to surrender? We don't know. How to surrender? What is surrender? I have ability to do something. I am an intelligent person. I have to bridge, I have to collect money, I have to do these things. What is surrender? You have to do something. No. Before surrender, if you do something, and its result, and first surrender and do something, its result is given. You understand? First surrender, the iti pudsar with avishnu bhakti chetana bhavakya. In that commentary, Vishnu has talked about something. This is karmakanda. In karmakanda, they perform all activities later than, after finishing this karma, they approach Vishnu. This is karmakanda. You understand? Performing jagya, everything. They perform all sort of sacrifice. Whatever their pious activities they are performing, later they say, okay, I am offering to Vishnu. This is karma kanda. Sense gratification is there. But in bhakti, shravan, kirtan, smaran, all these nine processes. First surrender, then, unless you surrender, your shravan, your hearing is not hearing. You are not accepting knowledge. You understand? Yes. This is not kirtan. When you are not surrender, this is not kirtan. This is not archan. This is not bandha. Fast surrender. This is Bhagavad's instruction, secret. Prahlad Maharaj's secrets. Vishwanatha Chopra will give this comment. Fast surrender, then perform this nine processes. Then you can please Krishna. But we cannot say nowadays, you see, they are coming, they are hearing and they are asking so many questions. Okay, I have no fire, this is not practical. Then just go, okay, whole life you just go here and there. First you surrender at Lotus Feet of Krishna, Acharyas, Gurus, Acharyas, Mahaprabhu, pray, surrender. Then you can find some person. Unless you surrender, then you can tell him. Yes. In Karma Kanda, it's different, in bhakti is different. In karmakanda, ritual process are there, Vedic process are there, everything, but inside there always some sense that we have some subtle desires. In bhakti, first we have to kick out everything. Then belongs to Krishna. So when you surrender, then you start all this process, it's why. It's why. Every time devotee sing, I'm hearing, I'm practicing, what is not happening? Okay, why is not happening? Why is it happening? You are not surrender. Has to surrender, then it's what? Even if little were hurt, it's what? Now Krishna belongs to you. Then hearing start. Kirtan start. Everything. Then realization will come. You are not surrender and you are performing all these things 20 or 30 or 50 years. Nothing. Realization is coming. Why? Why realization is not coming? Because you are not surrender. You understand? Krishna is not giving, Supra Soul is not giving some realism. I am here, I am helping you. Guru means everything, Bhavati. School of knowledge, school of bhakti. Tulsi is like that, Reddy is like that, Vaishnavas are like that. Yes. So now we are discussing on that point. Although we can, this is called Utprakhya. Utprakhya means indirectly Bhagavat wants to. This is not in Bhagavatam, you understand? This is not in particular verse. But Bhagavat will reveal to us, right? This is the essence of this verse. Unless you realize, Minakali is realizing before your problem nature, because depending on his own ideas, own strength, everything, and always creating response for others. Now he's realized. And punishment comes, realize. Yes. He's realized. Matter of realization. Spiritual life is realization. What is vigyan? What is vigyan? What is science? Sorry. Jnanam vijnanam. Idam priya prabhukhyami jnana vijnana snayutam. Arjuna is saying, right? Krishna is saying, Arjuna, I am not speaking only knowledge. Don't think Bhagavad Gita is knowledge. I am just giving, impacting some knowledge. No. Jnana vijnana snayutam. I am also giving you realization. Accept it. Accept it. Yes. Only realized person he can give realization. One who has no realization, only knowledge, he can like a parrot. He will read so many sastras, he will speak so many stories, he will recite many verses, but he has no realization. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. No. It is only palatable. I'll give a clear. Sweet, okay. But finish. No realization. Repeating like parrot. No. So spiritual life is realized. And first process begin. Like Arjun's surrender process begins. Sisyati ham sadhimam tvam prapanna. Prapanna. Yes. Realization process coming from prapanna. Now I have surrendered. Your purpose. And in Vishwanath Jagat Thakur, in that commentary, he is mentioning, Krishna is joking. He is joking, laughing, making jokes with Arjuna. Why you want to surrender to me? I don't explain. Why you want to surrender to me? That's the vigil, isn't it? Because you are my friend. A friend cannot surrender to another friend. This is a process. You can go to Vasudeva, you can go to higher personalities. Said, no one can dispel my doubt, no one has power to eradicate my doubts, only you. Then Krishna understands, okay, he's serious. Unless you have faith, to whom you are surrendering, why should someone help you? The process of reciprocation. It is not like intellectual platform through knowledge, through experience. In material print, they are saying experience. Huh? I have this experience. Where is your experience now about Corona? Where is your experience? Nonsense. Experience. What experience you have? This experience will only Maya's experience. We have no. Having conditions, so what is his experience? Experience in material life, with some material things. They are saying experience and we are saying realization. This is the difference. Two words. Looks like say, man, experience and he realizes. The realization that comes from mind, that comes from intelligence, it comes from spiritual. And others, we are discussing what is that? Experience comes from your habit, your mind, your intelligence. I have this experience. Yes. So when someone has a problem, they have experience. This is immediately. This is my experience. As the realization is different, it is coming from superficial. And when రియలైజ్ అండ్ గేమ్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ సరెంటర్ ప్రాసెస్ బిగిన్ ప్రపన్న 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 కృష్ణ వాంట్స్ దట్ థింగ్ యూ డోంట్ థింక్ కృష్ణ విల్ ఇంపాక్ట్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు యూ త్రూ త్రూ గురు ఆర్ సాధు నో నో యు కెన్ రిసీవ్ ఎనీ నాలెడ్జ్ ఎనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ అన్లెస్ యూ సరెండర్ అన్లెస్ యూ సరెండర్ అటువంటి స్కూల్లో గురు నథింగ్ విల్ రివీల్ టు యూ నథింగ్ విల్ రివీల్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ సరెండర్ ప్రపన్న our scope was you see we were getting some sort of pertinent always ever surrender I am bhakti vidoh I am taking self ready your lotus feet our process being from guru was you see when we are praying gurudev kripa bindu diya karo ee dasi pranam kyaati hina sakala swana anadarta tumara charana dhari వ్యాపద ఛాయ శుభయామాసింహు కంస రావణ్ ప్రపన్న సరెండర్ Okay. You take this thing, you take this boon, you take this boon. Without surrender cannot get anything. And this surrender process begins when one realizes. And realization comes, if Krishna wants to choose you, through by punishment or through by mercy, through by association, we can do it. And why Krishna will share you? Or why Krishna will prompt you? Or why Krishna will reveal you some realization? Why? He wants to judge us whether this person wants to serve me or not. If you have different intention, you have a different nature, you may perform spiritual activities, but realism will not come. It will not come from spiritual. Therefore, everything looks like drag, speculative. It looks like drag. And speculative, looks like speculative, everything, okay, Golokundan is there, I have to go to Golokundan, by chanting Golokundan. Yes. Looks like impossible. Yes. Realism is not coming from school. Now Kali is realizing. This person, this guy, small guy, oh, he is very heavy. Very heavy guy. He is more heavier than Karu. Now he is realizing, oh my wife, they told me before. Many times they repeatedly request me, just surrender to Lotus Feet of Krishna. Don't create problems. Don't create problems for others, especially for the devotees of God. Right? I never hear all these things. Now I am realizing he is Vishnu. And Manasajaga, the mind, Kalya to surrender at Lotus Feet of Krishna. And immediately, good chance. And that Kalya's wife is the remark. Kalya's, before they give up hope, let our husband should die. We'll become Vaidu and whole life will serve Krishna. We don't want such type of husband. Actually, we don't want. We don't want to keep any relationship with our Krishna in this matter of life. There is only a big, you can say, a big burden we can adapt. If you have a son, he is not obedient. Big burden. Like you have an eye, Chanakya Pandita and Prabhupada mentioned in Goswami Kapoor. You have an eye, it is always giving pain. Then what do you have to do? Make it a blessing and throw it out. Yes, it is always giving pain. Whatever is coming, you cannot see. Problem. And son is like that. And if you have a disciple, he is not obedient. Then, to whom you say? Something in this material world, any relationship, anything, it is not connected with Guru and Krishna, only cause of problems, only cause of suffering. Yes. Only cause of suffering. He does not miss Guru. He wants his service, therefore he is accepting disciples. Okay, minutes. This is called, they are not real gurus. For money and followers. Only for money and followers. They are accepting disciples. To get trust is money. It's a bodily pleasure. If they are not related with Krishna, it's a big burden. Because he is a conditioned soul, he is not a liberated soul. You are accepting a conditioned soul. And his nature, he will create power. His nature, he will create power. And if you have no power to counteract all these things, then you will lose your power. Anything, especially in Vaishnava, is a bit not related with Guru and Krishna, is a big burden. And whatever your happiness, whatever your stocks, how can you say, suitable word? Like you have some, you already achieved some things. You rest your power, your budget, everything, you lose. You lose everything. If you unnecessarily connect with someone, maybe he may be your disciple, he may be other Vaishnavas, yes, you lose. Your austere powers, your bhajan, sadhans, that you have already done. Your practice, everything. Your unnecessary thoughts will come. Unnecessary problems will come. You cannot chant nicely. It is for everyone. We don't want to connect with anyone. Maybe wife, maybe son, maybe our disciple, maybe God brother, who may be. Whoever they may be. If they are not connected with Krishna, just give up. Stay far. Yes. And actually it depends on spiritual standard. You cannot give up sometimes. You know, like if someone wants pure bhakti, you have to give up everything. You want only Guru and Krishna. Pure bhakti. And they are like that. Fellow wives are like that. In their mind they already said, let he should die. So we became widow, we serve Krishna all life, no problem. But when they remark, their husbands, his face, his form, his symptoms of surrender is coming. Symptoms of surrender. They remark, oh, and they develop fear. No, our husband, by Krishna's mercy, he wants to become Vaishnavas. Then they came. तस्तं सुविघ्न मनसोऽथ पुरस्कृतार्भ्या कायं निदाय भूमिभूतं पतिं प्रणेम सत्वं कृताञ्जलिपुटा समलस्य भर्तुं मुख्यप्सव शरणदं शरणं प्रपन्ना. Translation, their mind very much disturbed. Those saintly ladies blessed their children before them and then bowed down to the Lord of all the creatures, laying their bodies flat upon the they desire the liberation of their sinful husband and the shelter of the Supreme Lord, the giver of ultimate shelter, and thus they folded their hand in supplication and approach him. Their minds are very much disturbed. Those saintly ladies placed their children before them. Placed their children before them. When the children are in front, they are in back. Women are in back. But, and Vishnu Jagadha mentioned in this commentary, Tastam prathamam pranemo bhuviti radasya madhyam kaschit dika buddhyate jatri vastita krishna kaliya vishtita gokula janam dushyati. And he said in Sanskrit, this verse indicating that this was a lake and Kaliya was and Krishna was over the Kaliya. Kaliya is over. But here saying pranayama, they want to pay obeisances. How can they pay obeisances over the water? It's indicating there is some, how can you say, something like, island was there. Small piece of island was there. It's indicating Vishnu chapter 2 said. Kayam pranema and pranema bhubi. that way over senses. You want to see the translation. Kayam nidhaya bhuvi. Kayam nidhaya. Blessing. Blessing their bodies in ground. This is not etiquette. Women, they cannot pray. They are not pranam. How they are praying? The children in front. And how they are praying, no senses like that?
They are snakes. They are not like animals.
No. Actually, you see the pictures, Nagabhutanis. They know Ashta Siddhi, 8 types of mystic powers. Anima, Lagima, Pravita, Siddha, Vasiddha, Kamasaita, Demons. Naglok is self effulgent lok. No sun is required there. There is no sunlight. By their jewels, you know, in goods they have jewels, this place is light. And there also, they know Siddhis. If they want, they can change their bodies. Demons, you see, like all Asur can be different form. Kalyasari, Bakasur came in different part, Putana came in different part. They know Siddhis. And in Naglo, they know they have Ashta Siddhis. They know Siddhis. Otherwise, when Bhimsen, where is proof? You have to give proof from Srimad Bhagavatam. As from Mahabharata also you can see. When Bhimsen went to Naglo, in Naglo, he drank more than 9 big pots. The big pots, nectar there. And in one pot, 1,000 elephants' energy was there. So he just achieved 9,000 elephants' energy. And when he was born at that time, 1,000 elephants' energy with his body. Now 10,000. And when he came, in Naglo, Vasuki and others, he gives nice ornaments, nice dress. And when Bhimsen came out, it looks like a, I can say, like king song. He comes from heaven. And when Kunti saw, the astronomer song, you have such a dress, all this dress, where you find your belly and start to nap. If there are snakes, where, how they find out jewels? How rictors are there? There are different locus, different arrangements. So indicating, why they pay obeisances? Out of fear. They forgot. Because our husband is now Vaishnava. I have to send. You have to send them. You have to send him. Yes. Out of fear, this is forgot etiquette. And also, sometimes simple persons, you know, simple women, devotees they are paying. Devotee Mataji, they are not paying the number. But you see, simple village women, when they are coming to temple, when they remark, devotee is paying obeisances. They are also making sense. They are so simple. I saw in Bhubaneswar temple. They are looking at devotees. Devotees also make. They are going nearby the devotees. They are making sense. Yes. This is not simple. Before Indian people, I am used to say, before Indian people, they are simple, not simple. They are so simple. If sadhu says, not simple. Simple. Before they are simple. This is the difference now in Indian culture. They are so simple. You start to say, okay, worship this tree. You will worship it. Worship this stone. So simple. Such faith towards sadhu. But later sadhu, they become cheater, they lose. This is the problem in India. Why Indian people? This is the influence of Kali. Many so-called persons, they become sadhu and they cheat common people. Listen, they develop their hankerings for money and women. And using that. Yes. This is just here, after 20 kilometers. He was famous in India. He was always saying, I'm Krishna. Yes, I'm Krishna. A millionaire. And always. Always used to speak in TV, television. Challenge. Before he was at least, he knew how to sing. Singing and speaking. No, nothing. Bruce, nothing else. And he's a woman hunter. And over whole Jagannath within the Prachana Yatra to Radha Yatra, within answer in situ place, Jagannath. People, devotees are saying very easy fever, treatment is going on after Sunday Yatra. Within 15 days, he said, I want to also rest because I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am Krishna, I want rest. I am Jagannath in fever, no one should come, I want rest. No one should come to my ashram. And with a young girl, changing dress, and he went to Hyderabad or somewhere, and entering there. You see, this is Kali's influence. Kali just introduced such a system, or you can say approving sadhus, so-called sadhus, such activities, so that people easily losing their faith. Therefore, they have no more faith towards sadhus. Before, what sadhus saying? Yes, yes. Simple. And they are simple and also fearless is coming. May Krishna kill our husband. Kayam Vidhaya. So it's indicating some island was there. Vishnu Jodhar mentioned. And Pura Krishna Krikuttam or Bhavala Javistam Iti Krupa. Krupa Janapartam. Then we can it's very, you can say, devoted commentator. It's very devoted, latest devoted commentator. He always brings to us bhakti. His commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary, always. Even Krishna is speaking something about a gyan, joke, he brings to us, indicating to us bhakti. Bhakti para artha, it called. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs all our acharyas. Because Sridhar Swami is the original commentator, and his principles, his teachings were all sampradayas. What? This is your duty, this is my instruction to. Rup Sanatana, Jiva Sanatana's class. You don't you can speculate something, or you do not divert the teachings of Siddhar Swami. But your commentary should always, I'm going to say, least trust bhakti, bhakti parat. Always. Therefore, you can see our acharyas. Always indicating, yes, Siddhar Swami mentioning like that. But their opinion always towards bhakti. So why the women, like Kali's wives, keeping children in front? Krishnasya Grekutva Arbhavala Chatista Iti Kurbajana Bhakti. You know what so many media? In India you can be. In India, you can realize Bhagavatam. Especially if you stay in village. Immediately you are ready, oh, this is bad. You know, when so much begging, even in street, in city, you can see. They are always carrying small children. You don't know anything. They are saying, feed. I am not saying feed me. Feed my children. Feed my child. Two, three children are there. So once you serve the children, compassion and message is coming. Okay, that comes. They follow the same Krishna. Chakrabarti saying, why are they keeping back here? Ladies, those central ladies place their children before them. This is because. Kapajanartha. Yes. You see, like people in general, by who can cook? Tricky way, anywhere. They want money. They want money. Their idea, if we achieve money, then we can solve our problems. And our person is, anyhow, I want mercy. Anyhow. I am ready to do anything. But I want mercy. Without mercy, I cannot solve my problems. They know. A devotee, only devotee knows the way. How to achieve mercy? How to achieve mercy? And when he becomes sincere, he will develop faith towards Guru and Krishna. And Guru and Krishna, as Supursoor, Guru outside Guru means, giving instruction, except that Supursoor will give him faith. I want mercy. I have to do something for Guru and Krishna. This mentality will come. by hook and crook. Anyhow, anyway, I want mercy. If some person he want money and he's poor, he has no money to feed his belly, to feed his family, what he will do? He beg. If you don't find by begging, then he's stolen. If you don't find money, well, he is going to theft something, but not finding, then if you want, he can murder someone. He's so attached to money. A devotee is like that. Only he is not murder, but rather he commits suicide. Like, what? This is suicide means we cannot do. But he feels like that. Like Narada's Thakur saying, why I am just living in this world? Why I am not dying? Not committing suicide, like self feelings, like suicide. Why I am just living in this world? Why I am not dying? What is the goal of my life? Anyhow, I want mercy. Anyhow. Therefore, I used to serve. Acharya's getting used to serve. Okay, you want mercy? Serve Tulsi, serve Reti, serve Vaishnavas. Go and distribute books. Perform Kirtan. You want mercy? They want to distribute mercy. But we don't have some specific attachment. Spiritual power and why we are performing all these activities? For mercy, not for name, prestige and adoration. Therefore, mercy is not coming. It is another also. We are performing all other services for name, prestige and adoration. Therefore, mercy is not coming. What is our intention, Krishna knows? Therefore, many times devotees are asking questions. Oh, you are a senior devotee, you are working for many years, he left. Why he left? He had performed so many services. Why? How Krishna will allow him to go outside? No, he has some separate desires. When separate desire will come? If you don't like my immediate profession. What? It does not mean his dedication. Even he is performing some things, Krishna will prepare according to his surrender and dedication. Krishna will prepare, but he cannot achieve success. This is the problem. You cannot achieve bhakti. Like this, our wives of Kaliyas, they are so clever. You see, paying obeisances in simple heart and also keeping their children in mind. So that when Krishna looks, children. Oh, if I kill Kaliya, who will take care of his children? You see how tricky. Devotee is very clever. Devotee is clever for seva, for achieving mercy. Devotee is not clever to earn money, to earn all these things. No. He is not materially clever. If you become materially clever, you will be problem. If you are spiritually clever, this is spiritual. Cleverness. How can I achieve souls? Mercy. So, there was, if you keep children in front, Krishna looks towards our children, then Krishna will be in trouble. Krishna will thought, if I will kill Kaliya, then who will take care of the children? And these wives, they are so innocent. They are my devotees. Now, big brother will come. To my devotee, they cannot chant nicely, they cannot serve. Therefore, they are keeping plan. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti's comment. Nagapatni uchahu, this prayer to Nagapatni.
Nyadyo hidanda kruta kilbi sosmis tabapatara khalane krahayam Vipuru sudanam apitulya drushtir dhatsedamam phalame banu sansan.
The wives of the Kali's servant said, the punishment this offender has been subjected to is certainly just. After all, you have incarnated within this world to cut down the envious and cruel persons. you are so impartial that you look equally upon your enemy and your own sons. For when you impose punishment on a living being, you know it to be for his ultimate benefits. Actually, no purpose. Proper not commented. This is not purpose. But actually, nice commentary. So much of it. So what happened? Yes. ప్రథమం స్తువంత్యం కోపం ఉపశమయంతం దండం అనుమోదయంతి. ఫస్ట్ యు వాంట్ టు ప్లీజ్, యు వాంట్ టు కోపం ఉపశమయంతి, యు వాంట్ టు పసిఫై కృష్ణ సేంగర్, యు వాంట్ టు పసిఫై కృష్ణ సేంగర్. దే నో కృష్ణ, బికాజ్ మై హస్బెండ్ వాజ్ రిసైడింగ్ హియర్, వి ఆర్ ఆల్సో రిసైడింగ్ హియర్, వి ఆర్ క్రియేటింగ్ సో మెనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, వి మేక్ దిస్ వాటర్ కలియ వాటర్ పాయిజన్, యాస్ నో ఎనిమల్స్, no cows, other animals, even Brajavas, they are not coming here. So Krishna is in anger mode. And how they know Krishna is in anger mode? Because they remark how Krishna is punishing their husband. Pratamam stavat kupa upasavayantu. So in the beginning, this is the prayer's meaning. The essence of this prayer. In the beginning, they want to pacify Krishna's anger. Therefore, anumodayanti, dandam anumodayanti. They are accepting, or sanctioning Krishna's punishment. Accepting Krishna's punishment. Yes. Yeah, we know. We are punishing our husband. Most welcome. From their heart, no anand is reward. They accept that we are devotee, can accept punishment with clarity. When punishment will come, when problem will come, immediately agitation will come. Why this is happening? I'm a devotee. I don't want. You don't want what Krishna wants, what you can do. Sometimes Krishna wants. Yes. Who can say Krishna's will? Some, in Bhagavatam, you can see some moments that are so happy, so elevated in their spiritual consciousness. Like Brahmacharis, like Sukadeva Goswami, gladly lifting their prayers, their mistress, like Kunti. She was inviting, let the Jesus should come. For the Swami, let the Jesus should come. And every moment, it was come. Before it was come once, but now I want it to, every day it should come. All this danger, all this calamity should come every day. Who can say? all over the world, up to demigod, you see, everyone wants to be called, or wants to avoid, or wants to solve problems, some calamities. Yes. But see, Zimbabwe, let's come. I'm the woman. Bali's wife, Vindhavali. And Bali Maharaj. But Bhamandha Bali's Bali Maharaj is finding. He borrow a rope. And Vindhavali can. And she was also saying, yes, I am approving. Welcoming. Gladly your punishment. Because my husband was so proud. He said, okay, I'll give Tristan. Is it possible for my husband? He can show me something. Anything belongs to my husband? Falsely is coming. Then I am his provider of the reward. His body is belongs to you. And the whole three world is belongs to you. How he promised? So your punishment, I am approving. Kunti, Vindhavali, you see here. Nagapatanis, five samskari. They are also approving. Yes. Naryo hi dandam kruta vil viswasmi. Yes, we are approving. So when punishment is coming, actually, if our conscience, if we are conscious, Krishna conscious, Then you will have to, okay, Krishna, this is your desire. Brother, this is your desire. What happened? No, I'm going to say, vibhusnala, vibhusnala. Mentalities, I'm going to say. Reaction mentalities. It's not, what problem will come? Not agitation will come. Why this is happening? I'm not important. No. Yes, gladly, accept it. Gladness is very powerful. And his evolution, don't forget, the punishment is coming. Still his evolution. A well wisher and what? Srihidam Sarabhutana. Srihidam Sarabhutana. Srihidam means my friend. Srihidam means you win. If you don't perform some activities for Krishna, still Krishna will help you. Which is residing in your heart as a person. How can he put you in trouble? So it looks like so-called material problems, so-called problems, but actually Krishna's management is there, blessing is there. Otherwise, why people will worship Krishna? Why are you using so many paraphernalia, so many times for Krishna? If we have no power to counteract our dharma, if we have no power to check time, and if we have no power to counteract, counteract from the influence of this grahas, how can you say? Stars. Stars are creating problem. Oh, the Rahu is there, Sun is there, this is there, this is there. If Krishna has no power, why is it Hare Krishna? Why are you using so many parabolas, so many things? Why? What is necessary? Better worship Indra, or Chandra, or Sunny? No. Listen. We must have such that even some punishment is coming, some problem. This is Krishna's. This arrangement is coming to Krishna or me. Why? Krishna knows. Maybe my future is bright. When Krishna is giving some punishment to someone, you cannot say he will win darkness. No. He will suffer. No, this is not possible. A simple-hearted and dedicated devotee is when facing some problems. This is not a problem actually. This is steps towards success. This is steps towards success. Be careful. Steps towards success. Not steps towards fall down. This arrangement is coming from Krishna, Guru. To dissipate, to dispel your ignorance. Yes, they know us. They want to give you a success. Sometimes too. How can you say? You have strong attachment. They want to smash it. They want to cut it. Therefore all these things is coming. Even you see one fever is coming. Now you see for coronavirus. When you are suffering a virus, you will develop attachment to your son and daughter. When something is coming, oh, immediately, oh, my body. Yes. Spiritual life is a matter of realism. And realism comes unless you surrender, realism will come. Rather you surrender, when you associate with this another surrender, sure, he will teach you every step how to surrender. Depend. That is our process. Without surrender, nothing we will do. He is within our heart. We can achieve Krishna. Yes. Okay, tomorrow we have this long comment. This. We will comment directly because not so many purpose.